Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, does the narcissist regret what they did to you? Do narcissists feel guilty about how the relationship ended or anything like that, things of that nature and whatnot? So, does the narcissist regret? This is one of the main questions I get a lot, y'all. Let me buckle you up. I hope if you're not sitting down, please be seated and things like that. Please have a seat and buckle up. Because typically, if you're dealing with a real narcissist, they do not regret what they did to you. Most of them don't. Some of them regret it, but I'm going to get to that later on. Most narcissists do not regret what they did to you. They don't. They, in the mind of a lot of narcissistic people, they feel like your presence was, you deserve what happened to you in this relationship, especially if you kept coming back to them. No narcissistic person cares about the trauma bomb. They don't care about Stockholm syndrome. They don't care about any of that. Emotional abuse, whatever. They care that you kept coming back to them. And the fact that you kept coming back to them means that you are an active, willing participant in this dynamic, that you were an active, willing participant in this manipulation, that you were an active, willing participant in this toxic relationship. If anything, you shared some of the toxicity. What about what you did? You mean? So most narcissists are not going to regret what they done to you, especially if you're still in contact with them, especially if you're still trying to somehow maintain a friendship or keep them in your life after the relationship has ended. They think you are okay with the behavior. They do not regret it. Like, if you said that, ask them, they might send you a text message or a heartfelt email or a letter or something like that and just say, I regret everything I put you through. I regret what we went wrong. I regret this. I regret that. But really, realistically, they're just saying what they know you want to hear. They are saying what they think it takes to get you back with them. They are saying whatever they feel like will get them back into your bedroom or into your house or you back into their house or into their bedroom. They are saying, or into their life in general. They are saying whatever it takes. And the regret, I'm gonna tell you, especially like the regret definitely goes away really quickly. They might feel it in the moment. They might feel guilt or remorse or something like that in the moment. But it goes away really quickly, y'all. They start, like, narcissistic people are really good at, you know, our minds are really good at doing these mental gymnastics that blame you for what's going on. They blame you for, like I said, they blame you for what happened to you. If you were not here, this wouldn't have happened to you, right? If you and me were not together, this wouldn't have happened. So I wouldn't have reacted to you. I wouldn't have done this to you. I would have had to cheat on you or something like that, you know? And the regret, definitely, I'm going to tell you exactly when the regret goes away. I'm going to tell you when they feel no regret, when you reach out. If y'all break up and you break no contact, if you reach out to them, they have zero regret. Because if it was so bad, why are you reaching out to me? Realistically, I know why you're reaching out. I know the trauma bond exists. But mentally, if it was so bad, why are you reaching out to me? You see how that works? If our relationship was so bad, if it was that terrible, why are you reaching out to me? If it was that bad, I'm just being realistic with you. And ask yourself how it looks. Like, to pull back the emotions, pull back. Ask yourself realistically what it looks like when you reach out to somebody that you said abused you or treated you terribly. What does it look like? I know some people are going like, well, that's what adults do. Like, they reach out and they become amicable and they forgive. Blah, 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 blah. The narcissist in your life, toxic person, whatever you want to call them, thinks it looks like you are taking responsibility for what happened in the relationship, and the regret goes away. The power dynamic shifts from you. Whatever power you had goes away when you reach out to them. whatever strength you had in this dynamic goes away when you reach out to them, when you contact them, when you break that no contact, when you hoover yourself, when you ask them for closure or something like that. They think you are okay with it, y'all. I'm just being realistic. I'm just keeping it real with you, y'all. This is how the mind of a narcissistic person works. They think that you are culpable because of your presence. Because the fact that you are here in this relationship, it's your fault. Something is going on here. You know what I mean? They think you are responsible for everything that's going on, for all this stuff that's happening. That's the mindset. That's the mentality that goes along with it. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. That's how it is. So do they regret it? They regret it less. I promise you, they regret it less and less and less the more you reach out. If you are on this healing journey and you reach out to them, it doesn't matter if you're just reaching out to them because somebody told you to just let bygones be bygones. They don't care, y'all. The regret goes away. And also, because they don't want to sit in the regret, because if they feel regret, the regret leads to shame, y'all. And that shame is just shame. I call it the shame monster, because shame is like a monster that.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Lives within a narcissistic person. When we do something, where somebody's trying to hold us accountable or something like that, that shame monster just attacks us relentlessly in our minds. That shame monster just damn near beats us to death. You know what I mean? Beats us to death mentally. You know, so we don't want to deal with the shame monster. So instead of taking the shame in for what we did to you or what happened, we blame you. So the regret, the guilt, all that stuff goes away. You know what I mean? I know people ask me another question. They'll say something like, what happens when, the narcissist ever, do they ever just reminisce about the person that got away? Is there the one that got away with narcissists? Yeah, some narcissists are going to reminisce about you. Narcissists are human beings. They're going to reminisce. They're going to miss things about you. And I typically ask you, did the narcissist miss me? What do they miss about you, y'all? What do they miss you for? If they couldn't, think about this. If they could not tell you why they loved you, what do they miss about you? If they can't tell you why they loved you, if you ask them, what do you love about me? And they say something physical or something that benefits themselves. Ask yourself, what are they going to miss about you? If, I love you because you have a nice body. They might miss your nice body. They don't miss you as a person. You know, they don't miss you as a companion. They might miss your nice body. They might miss a few good moments y'all had together. But overall, I'm just telling y'all, the regret comes and goes quickly when you're dealing with a narcissistic person. It just does. It's not something that we want to sit in. So that's why you see a lot of times when you get out of a toxic relationship with a narcissist, they'll leave you and try to find somebody else really quickly. They'll try to replace you really quickly because they don't want to feel like we don't want to sit in it. I say we, because I don't want to sit in it either. So I'm at the point now, if something happens, I will try to replace quickly. You know, I'm not gonna sit in the shame. I'm just done sitting in that. You know what I mean? I will refuse to sit in that shame and that guilt and that. I'll find somebody else. And because they go find somebody else, they're going to love bomb the next person to get over the guilt or whatever they had with you. So they're throwing themselves fully into a new relationship. And you are watching them. You're like, they must really be happy with the new person. They must have really moved on. Oh, no. And then y'all be crying. And it is a vicious cycle to deal with somebody like this, y'all. It just is. And I tell this to people consistently, like, it doesn't get better. I know people keep going back more and more, breaking no contact and wanting them to feel sorry for what they did to you. No, they don't, y'all. If you break no contact with me, I don't care what I put you through. You're okay with it now. You just washed away all up. You reaching out to that person is like you coming in as the high tide and washing away everything that's on the beach. Washing away everything that people left on the beach, all the regret, all the remorse, all the guilt, everything on the beach. You come through and wash it away. It's gone now. You took it with you. Wow, I knew I didn't treat you badly. Why are you reaching out to me? And y'all will try to explain it. Look, y'all, you will try to explain the trauma bond to death to somebody. And they do not care about the trauma bond, y'all. They don't care about that. They don't want to hear it. How does the trauma bond benefit that? How does admitting that you're in a trauma bond benefit that toxic person that you're dealing with? It doesn't. You see what I'm saying? It absolutely doesn't. But you have to realize that for yourself, and you have to deal with that for yourself. You have to empower yourself to take the necessary steps, because if you don't, y'all, buckle up. Buckle up. You're going to be in for a bumpy, bumpy, bumpy ride with this toxic person. You just are. The regret comes and goes, y'all. It's like a wave. I'm telling you, it hits us. And then we blame you for whatever we did to you. We blame you for whatever you decided to stick with us through. We blame you for staying with us. The blame does not go away. And I know a lot of people want it to. Like, I just want to feel like I matter to this person. What if you didn't matter to this person in the way that you wanted to matter, y'all? I think a lot of people have to accept that you might not have mattered to this person the way that they mattered to you. You know what I mean? And that's a tough pill to swallow, but it's one that you have to swallow and wash it down with some water or something. You have to. Because you might not have mattered to this person the way that they mattered to you. They might not have loved you the way that you love them. You know? I feel like the sooner you get to that point, the better off you will be. Because if you don't, you'll be sitting in this cycle for a long time trying to figure out, what can I change about myself to get them to love me? What can I do differently to get them to love me? What if they go get help? What if it becomes self-aware? I'm like, y'all, self-awareness does not work for everybody. Y'all, people, so you see me on social media and stuff like that, and people think self-awareness is just like this magical, just mystifying, just healthy. No, self-awareness can be painful, y'all. Because now you know what you're doing. Typically, you can just play it off like you didn't know what you was doing, but you kind of knew. But self-awareness lets you know that, like, that voice in the back of your head is actually you. It's not somebody else. It's not the devil. It's not a demon. It's you. It's your voice telling you to do bad things. It's your voice. It's your making you be impulsive as hell. It's your voice, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. My self-love journal is coming out next week. So be prepared for the self-love journal, y'all, because it's going to be fire. I'm telling you, y'all enjoy it. It's called I Love Me, a self-love journal. Anyway, y'all, like, subscribe for more. Hit that 5 stars on Apple Music or Spotify. Mental Illness is out. Peace.